This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Democrats want to stop transferring ICE detainees and slow the spread of COVID-19. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Senator Michael Bennett and Congressman Jason Crow have introduced legislation to stop Immigration and Customs Enforcement from moving immigrant detainees between ICE facilities or to federal, state, or local prisons. Crow introduced a similar bill during the last Congress. He says Colorado has already experienced the risks posed by unnecessary transfers. In late April, the private detention facility in Aurora experienced a COVID outbreak where about 100 detainees tested positive. As of last week, Crow's office says that number is down to 34. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado has stepped up seatbelt enforcement. CPR's Stina Sieg says click it or ticket runs until early June.
Ahead of the summer surge in traffic deaths. So far this year, there has been a more than 10% increase in those fatalities. Counties with the highest number of traffic deaths include El Paso and Weld. And Weld also has one of the lowest percentages of seatbelt use among drivers in the state, at about 73%. Denver County has the highest seatbelt use at nearly 93%.
More than 23,000 customers in Grand Junction are without power. Xcel Energy told TV station KKCO that a similar outage yesterday affected about the same number of people. You're listening to Colorado Public Radio News.